from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Lauri Markkanen and the Utah Jazz have made it official. A new deal for Lauri Markkanen. It's technically a 5-year, $238 million renegotiation and extension. Mm-hmm. Gives him $24 million more this year. And then a 4-year, $196 million extension. He'll go from making $18 million to $42.2 million
this year. That's the key there with signing that extension. Is that if he did not do that, he would have left an additional $24 million on the table.
Yikes.
So, Lauri Markkanen accomplishes a couple things here. First of all, he gets paid. And the Jazz, who needed to get to the salary floor, accomplished that goal. On top of that, Lauri Markkanen, because he signed the contract today as opposed to yesterday, limits his ability to be traded until the summer. So he effectively gave himself a 1-year no-trade clause. This is kind of the same thing that you get when you sign as a restricted free agent. You have kind of like a right of first refusal. In your first year, you cannot be traded without consent, and you cannot be traded to the team that offers you if you're a restricted free agent. Now, that isn't the case with Lauri. He just basically, because of the timeline, had he signed August 6th, that would have gone to February 10th, 9th, I can't remember the date, of the actual trade deadline, which is exactly 6 months. So it would have meant he was trade eligible for a span of hours.
Mm-hmm.
But again, would be trade eligible on the trade deadline. Signing at the 7th, that day gets pushed out. He is no longer trade eligible. Done. Kaput. There's no more, well, the Warriors could. No, it's done. If you are a team who is looking to make a move before the season now, and you're looking at forwards, you're looking at two teams. You're looking at the Portland Trailblazers and Jerami Grant, or you're looking at the Washington Wizards and Kyle Kuzma.
There is also some news on Jerami Grant as well as Yahoo Sports Jake Fisher. He had his little briefing yesterday or late last night where he said that Jerami Grant would prefer to stay in Portland. Here's an excerpt from what Fisher wrote. Few players want to face general uncertainty of moving midseason, especially those who've enjoyed newfound stability for the first time in their careers. That has been the same word about Portland forward Jerami Grant, sources said, despite rival teams' interest in the veteran trailblazer. He wants to be a Blazer. You touched on this yesterday with Lauri Markkanen and Jerami Grant. Mm-hmm. Where neither one of them wanted to be moved because their family situation.
Yeah. Look, this is not a guess from Jerami. I've talked to him directly about this. He has told me repeatedly when I've asked him about this stuff over the last couple months. I just had a kid. I like it here. I'm comfortable here. There's nothing here that's like, I want to leave. And Jeremy's... can't share other things. Jeremy's very bluntly honest about things when you've got a good relationship with him. And I trust him. He's flat out told me he's not in a hurry to go anywhere. He's got another kid on the way.
Yep.
Now, if a deal came up where it made sense for both sides, I think Jeremy would be amenable to it. If it made sense for both sides.
Like, well, and if it's to a place where he's not being sent to Siberia.
Yeah, then that's what I mean. Like,
because he's already there.
Sending him to L.A. makes sense. It's number one. It's Portland, L.A. You're not uprooting your family and going across the country. And it's a very easy change for an NBA player to make. And it's a trip that you make as an NBA player pretty frequently. Guys go to L.A. That's where they spend most of their summers. L.A., Miami, that's kind of where, in New York, those are the three cities everybody spends their summers at. Like, so it's not a big change. Going back to like Oklahoma City, that's a big change. Going to the East Coast, that's a big change. So that stuff, I don't think the Blazers would do that unless the deal was so overwhelming. But even beyond that, the Blazers have shown in the past, they're not just going to screw guys over. And despite what every Miami Heat fan wants to tell you, they did not screw Damian Lillard over by sending him to Milwaukee to play with the one player on the planet he wanted to play with more than anyone. So, calm down. CJ McCollum got a list, right? Norm Powell and Robert Covington got sent to the Clippers, where Norm Powell wanted to go to L.A.
Yeah, he wanted to go home.
Like, everybody they basically worked with, they have gotten them to a place. Well, Malcolm Brogdon, Wizards, but again, closer to home for him.
And but not a guy that Portland needed to do that for, because he didn't. I mean, when you produce and provide something of value to the organization, that's when you send a guy and say, we appreciate your value. Go on.
And
Malcolm Brogdon was here for a cup of coffee, and
they did do it for Drew,
around.
Though.
Yeah.
Drew gave him a list, and I reported that when that deal went down, that Drew Holiday had a list. Like, the Utah Jazz pushed infinitely hard. They wanted Drew Holiday, unequivocally.
And when they didn't get him, they cashed out on last year. Last year was supposed to be a year that they were going to try and win, and then all of a sudden they went, nope.
What they wanted to do was get Drew, have Lowry under control, and have the salary space and a bunch of young prospects and a bunch of picks, so if things went sideways in Dallas, they could make a move for Luka.
Yeah.
That's what they were going for. Like, how do we get the guys around Luka? Drew Holiday, who doesn't need the ball. Larry Malkinen, who doesn't need the ball. Can both play off ball. One's a plus defender. One has plus size and shooting. It's like, it was very easy to see kind of what they were doing, right? Yeah. They've now pivoted, but they've got Lowry locked up long term now. And it was like, oh, Lowry's making all this money. He's a 26-year-old all-star 7-footer who's a damn near 50-40-90 shooter who doesn't dominate the ball.
Really damn good. He's so good.
Like,
and he's fulfilled his Finnish Air Force military responsibilities.
Service, military service records.
Yeah.
The thing about Lowry, and this is that makes him so unique, there's not a team in the NBA he couldn't play on and be effective. Mm. There are so few players in the NBA who are at his skill level where you're like, oh, you need to make concessions and they need to ball.
You do it all.
Lowry plays off the ball maybe better. Everybody talks about Steph. I think Lowry plays off the ball even better than Steph does because of his size. He can do more, so to speak, off the ball as a cutter and as a finisher. Yeah, finisher.
Nope.
Great nickname, by the way. But I think this is a win-win. There's a bunch of people out there like, what are the Jazz doing? They're doing the same thing the Blazers can do. You can have good players and suck at the same time. Calm down. It's exactly what the Jazz are doing. If you think the Jazz might go for it, no. There is one place on this planet that a Cooper Flagg jersey would go more platinum than Portland. And it's Utah. it would flag jerseys in Utah. Like,
that's their great white hope right there.
My God, that jersey. You could put the total number of Stockton and Malone jerseys on this planet, and it would pale in comparison to what a flag jersey would do there right now.
All right. Well, Lauri Markkanen now officially extended in Utah, which opens it up. As you said, there's now two guys that are prime targets, one in Washington, one right here in Portland on the forward trade market, and that is Jeremy Grant, who wants to stay in Portland. All right. Who was the guy from Washington you said again?
Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah.
Is Kuzma really that valuable, though,
I mean,
right now?
Yeah. He's 6'8", two-way forward, all who's right. got some playmaking versatility, some scoring, the ability to create off the bounce. Yeah.
All right.
Kuzma, despite being Kuzma, is still a good basketball player.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.